to Bourbon Street.
That's right. Mm.
And you can finish off your evening with the Acoustic Nights.
Yep.
And
that's going to be a spectacular night.
Which is going to be a really spectacular night. And
local talent.
And we're not talking about just like local bands. We're talking about, these are local talent that are on the verge of breaking, that these guys have been involved with.
They're on the cusp.
Well, you know, they've seen success working in the background of a band. And these artists who are now exploring their own thing. They're sort of taking the plunge. And so we have Melina and Natalie in the studio. And so this is what happened when we had them in the studio earlier today.
Okay.
So here we are on the Irish show. I'd like to welcome back Melina.
Hi.
And Natalie.
Hello.
And Melina and Natalie are running the Acoustic Nights at Bourbon Street West. It's coming up on which day?
On February 28th.
That's February 28th.
Yeah.
So at the end of the month, you got to be out at Bourbon West for a fantastic night. You guys have five artists.
That's right.
This is a great community event. Why don't you tell us a bit about, Natalie, how you and Melina kind of hooked up and where the inspiration for the night came from?
Okay, well, this is an idea that Melina had, and she knew that I was involved in organizing shows, and we were already friends before that. So we just decided to start throwing out some ideas, and we just realized we wanted to make it more creative and more of a unique experience, something that stands out from normal shows that you would go see. These artists that are going to be performing on the 28th are amazing artists. I've all seen them live. I've studied with some of them in music. These are people that perform on a regular basis, so they really know how to work the crowd. They write their own music. They've gotten accolades in other radio stations, newspapers, have won competitions. So, I mean, we're really dealing with a really high caliber of music here. So I'm really, really proud of it. And it's going to be an awesome show.
Yeah, there's some great support I'm seeing online and in the music community. And it's fun to see that some of the artists have been in other bands and they're getting to come and do a solo project and do a stripped-down version of some of their music.
Exactly. It gives them a chance to perform in a different way that they wouldn't normally get, especially if they usually play in bands, for example. Suddenly they can be on a stage, just them and a guitar, and it becomes a whole other experience, a very intimate experience. So I think that's important, and we're going to get to see some never before heard things on this stage, I think. Looking forward to it.
It's in terms of developing a musician's style, how does an event like this really benefit the artists?
Well, it could benefit them in several ways. For one thing, you're on a stage with four other good acts that also have a decent fan base. So on the one hand, for an artist who's looking to increase their fan base, you have access to a lot more people than you would by yourself, for example. On another hand, it gives the artist a chance, like I said, to explore their music in a more acoustic, quieter sort of setting. We don't allow, for example, distorted guitars or drums or tracks. So it really pushes an artist to develop their live stage style to a point where they can perform just themselves on their instrument, you know, maybe one other person, two other people max, and they really have to connect with the crowd. It's going to really be a connection thing, I think, for most of these artists, which means that, you know, people in the audience are going to be listening very carefully to the lyrics. They're going to be listening very carefully to the musicality of it. And it's not going to be a lot of, you know, flash dance type stuff. So it's all about music to the core.
You know, strip away all the bells
exactly.
and whistles and bring it down to the real meat and potatoes of music and force them to really develop their style that way get the message out.
Yeah.
And just to make it clear, this Acoustic Nights thing is going to be a series of showcases. It's going to be every 2 months. It's just that the first one is at Bourbon Street West on Sunday, February 28th. But we want everyone to stay tuned for the volume two, volume three of this event, because it's going to get bigger and bigger. And I think it's going to really expand in the city too.
And there's a pretty there's a waiting list to get into this event. So the quality of music that you guys are bringing to this event is
absolutely
is not it's not just your standard open mic night. This is these are really talented artists who are on the verge of breaking, who have been with successful bands and are exploring their own own projects now. So that for me is really exciting as someone who's involved in the music scene and just as a music lover to see an opportunity for people to grow and to do their own thing. So we're going to have, you're going to perform for us tonight, Melina.
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm going to be one of the artists in this show. So I wanted to showcase a little bit what I can do, too.
So what's the song you're going to perform for us tonight?
The song I'm performing is called City of Love. It is my second single that is produced by Sule Heitner, who is also in the studio today, who will also be doing a performance. This is the acoustic, stripped down to the core version of it.
Excellent. Here we go. Thank you very much for that wonderful performance, Melina. It's always a pleasure to see you and hear you sing.
Thank you.
So with that said, February 28th, Bourbon Street West, where can people get more information regarding Acoustic Nights, how to submit their demos to you guys, how they can get involved with the nights, or how they can just buy tickets and come down?
Okay, well, here's the million-dollar question. Who has access to Facebook?
What's Facebook?
We do have a Facebook events page. It's called Acoustic Nights Montreal. We have regular updates. You can submit your band or, you know, you can submit a link and we'll check it out if you're interested in being part of our future shows. We do have some every 2 months. The next one's April 13th at Brutopia.
Yep.
So far, I think we're already booked for that one.
Yep, that one's fully booked.
Yeah, so we will be taking submissions for the future ones. We're open to, you know, anyone. Just give us a shout out.
Any style, diversity of styles that we're going for. As long as you can perform acoustic, you can be on this show.
Yeah, and also you can check out, I have a company called Artist Alliance Productions. The website is www.artistallianceagency.com. You could send me information there, and you can also check out my blog. So,
yep. And you can also, if anyone's interested, check out my website at www.melinas-music.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-A-S-music.com. And I put up information for all upcoming shows, including the acoustic nights that I'm very involved in, clearly. And for all the future installments there, you can definitely read up on bios of all the artists upcoming and all that kind of stuff.
Cool. Well, we'll have all of that information available on our website.
Great.
And on our Facebook page too, because we do actually have a Facebook page. and we look forward to
my
hearing
cat
about
has a
more.
Facebook page.
And we look forward to hearing about more acoustic nights and seeing the success of the show. And you know, is it possible that maybe you might do it more often than every 2 months if the crowd demands it?
Or
do you like
I
to keep it?
I think we want to keep it exclusive enough that it gives us time to really put this kind of effort into the promotion of each and every one of them. It makes it a little bit more harder for artists to get on it. I mean, if it was every month, it would be great too, but every 2 months gives people a chance to crave it, and then they get their fix every 2 months, and it'll be good for us, good for them, and yeah, great for everyone.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, and I guess we're going to have Sule on now, so the music keeps rolling on.
Stay tuned.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
You're listening to a special presentation of Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800. This is The Irish Show.
Thank you.
You're listening to a special presentation of Montreal's news talk leader, CJAD 800. This is The Irish Show.
So we have Sule Heitner in studio with us. Sule, good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, too.
It's been
a while.
It's been a while since we've seen each other, and you have been a very, very busy boy.
So. Trying to keep busy and out of trouble.
Hopefully not too much trouble.
No, that's the thing. When you keep busy, you stay out of trouble.
Yep. So the last time I saw you, you were working, you know, you're a very busy session musician. You've played with some pretty successful bands, but now you're pushing your own thing, which I'm really happy to see because not only are you...
It's been a while. It's overdue is what it is.
It's overdue. You know, everyone's seen the talent on the axe, but I think it's time people hear your voice and hear your song. So how does it feel to it must be exciting for you to be doing your own thing.
It is. For me, it's like I've been doing it all along. Even while I was doing session work for other people and playing in these different bands, I was always writing music and always, you know, performing it to a lesser degree than now. But you know, to really make that conscious decision to be a solo artist and to it means you're saying no to certain gigs that used to pay you well before, you know, like, so you're really taking a leap of faith, and it's cool because it puts you out of your comfort zone a little bit, which is always a good thing for an artist to do. And yeah, you're forced to really, like, not just find your own voice, which I was doing before, but use it. That's it.
Yeah, put it to good use. And
put it to good use.
As I say, if you feel comfortable, you're not learning, you're not growing.
That's it. See, a lot of people are wondering why these people like Oprah and so on move off from these really great careers right when they're at their pinnacle. And it's like, well, that's why. They've gotten too comfortable. It's nice to feel that, like, ooh, the ground's not steady here. It's like you got to find, you exercise those muscles which keep you steady, you know? It's good.
So what's the motivation, the inspiration behind the album Alive?
Well, I did an album before Alive. I kind of broke the ice with doing my solo career with an album called The Fall. And The Fall, as the name would suggest, is about, a fall. Not a real one, but a metaphysical one, like sort of like when you're really at the bottom and you got to dig your way out of a hole. And so Alive, as a follow-up album, is kind of like, okay, I've been able to get back up after a fall, and I'm still alive, and I'm moving on, like. So it really is a follow-up, and not just the sense that it's the second album, but it actually thematically kind of fits in, too.
So it's positive vibes.
Positive vibes, but not sugarcoating the nasty stuff. It's like there's a silver lining, and there's always a good side to things at the end, but sometimes we have to go through our stuff, let's put it that way.
you got to live to tell the story, right?
That's it.
So you're going to perform a song for us tonight?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us what song you're going to perform? And
it's called Who Do You Burn For? And it's funny because when I was writing this album, you kind of start off with a sort of template in your head where you want to go with these songs. And by the time I was near the end, I'd collected enough songs to pretty much say I was near finished. And I just needed a couple things to kind of... So this song was kind of like different from the rest of them. I figured to hear an album that's all the same, every song is very similar. It's like, no, I want to have something that sort of takes people away from those other songs and, you know, gives them a break from that sound. So I threw this one together really quickly, and it ended up being like one of the more popular ones on the album. So it's called Who Do You Burn For? Listen to the wind blowing whispers in your mind. I hear the voices of your angels guide you through the night. Don't forget to play your respects to those who've taken that flight. Mm-hmm. candle burning brightly in your eyes. Who are you burning for? Do you know? Can you tell the truth from the lies? 'Cause when you think about that sacred place, did you know that it's not just the space between your thighs?
Wow. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's amazing, man. Thank you.
Oh, that's a lot of fun.
And so you're playing on February 28th as well, right?
You bet. You bet.
Acoustic Nights. So we'll hear a little bit more of that, more from your album.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be... I'm looking forward to the night a lot because I haven't heard all of the artists that are on the series with me, but... I know I've heard their names, and I know that they're very, like, sought-after artists, and there's artists that people want to hear, so naturally I want to hear them. And it's an honor to be on the same bill with Melina and these other artists and so on, so...
It's great. There's a huge... there's a really diverse sound that's going to be happening, and there's pop and R&B and rock and soul, so it's going to be a really interesting night. And
yeah, and the common glue is that it's all acoustic.
It's all acoustic. It's all local.
Yeah.
And it's all rising stars, so it's going to be good. It's good to see you, man, and thank you very much for coming in. And
my pleasure.
Please keep in touch and let me know as things roll along, because it's always good to hear the Montreal sound.
Cool. Good to see you again, Peter.
Thanks a lot, man.
You're listening to a special presentation of Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800. This is The Irish Show.
Sule and Melina and some pretty amazing sound. Mm-hmm. So I hope you enjoy that, and I'm really looking forward to the show, and hopefully